From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. With their water supplies due to run dry by mid-June, farmers in the Klamath Basin say they face the heartbreaking prospect of watching crops wither. Farmers planted crops based on an April allocation from the Federal Klamath Project, only to have that allocation cut sharply in May. After a dry winter, project operators reduced irrigation supplies out of concern for protected fish. The USDA's Farmers to Families Food Box program has distributed more than 5 million boxes of food in support of American farmers and families affected by COVID-19 pandemic. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says, although a momentous milestone, this is only the beginning. And with continued support, we expect up to 40 million boxes will be delivered by June 30th. He adds fresh food is getting to those in need, even in the hardest to reach places, through partnerships with food banks, nonprofits, and faith-based communities. Retail meat department dollar sales increased 20.7% the week of May 24th versus a year ago and grew 5.1%. Those pre-Memorial Day numbers suggest consumer demand continues strong despite an economy damaged by the coronavirus. 210 Analytics' Anne-Marie Rohrink tells AgWeb.com meat and poultry typically dominate retail promotions ahead of Memorial Day, but this year tight supply along with price inflation and continued social distancing measures created a very different marketplace and demand. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.